This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Israel's opposition leader moved closer to unseating Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday and forming a new government after agreeing to terms with several parties. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
On Wednesday, opposition leader Yair Lapid moved in on unseating his rival after he agreed terms with several parties to form a coalition. One of those is led by Defence Minister Benny Gantz, who is a centrist like Lapid. In a statement, Lapid's Yesh Atid and Gantz's Blue and White Party said they had agreed on the outlines of government. It's a blow to the Conservative Premier's chances of staying in power. Netanyahu failed to form a governing coalition after an inconclusive vote in March, leaving Lapid to try and build his own group. His main coalition partner would be the nationalist Naftali Bennett. The two men have proposed rotating the premiership, with Bennett serving as prime minister first.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. President Joe Biden is launching a vaccine sprint, urging more Americans to roll up their sleeves against COVID-19. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the nation's moving toward an all-American summer.
A summer of joy, a summer of get-togethers and celebrations.
But it first needs to pull out all the stops to meet his goal of having 70% of adults partially vaccinated by July 4th. He says public and private partnerships will keep finding ways of getting more people vaccinated.
With incentives and fun rewards.
Ranging from free sports tickets to free drinks. Anheuser-Busch says it'll buy Americans 21 and over a round of beers if the president's goal is met.
That's right. Get a shot and have a beer.
63% of adults have now received at least one vaccine dose. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Australia's Victoria State on Wednesday extended a snap COVID-19 lockdown for a second week in Melbourne in a bid to contain an outbreak of a highly contagious virus strain first detected in India. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
Victoria State Acting Premier James Molino warned the tough measures were needed or else cases could explode.
So we have right now 60 cases and over 350 exposure sites. And a variant of the virus that is quicker and more contagious than we have ever seen before.
The latest outbreak has been traced back to a traveller who returned from overseas. The person left hotel quarantine in South Australia state after testing negative, but later tested positive in Melbourne. Australia's tough approach on containing the virus, including snap lockdowns like this, border restrictions and tough social distancing rules, have largely helped the country suppress the virus.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. China's Huawei launched its Harmony operating system for smartphones on Wednesday, looking to recover from U.S. sanctions that have hobbled its mobile business. Huawei will start rolling out Harmony on selected smartphone models, offering users the chance to switch from the current operating system that's based on Google's Android platform. The use of Harmony OS means the company will no longer be wholly reliant on Android. U.S. sanctions banned Alphabet Incorporated's Google from providing technical support to new Huawei phone models and access to Google Mobile Services, the bundle of developer services upon which most Android apps are based. Huawei was put on a U.S. trade blacklist in May of 2019 because of national security concerns. The company has repeatedly denied it is a risk. The U.S. National Football League has pledged to halt race norming in a $1 billion settlement of brain injury claims. We get more from AP's Mike Rossia.
The NFL pledged Wednesday to no longer use race norming in assessing brain injury claims from former players in the $1 billion settlement reached in 2013. The league says past scores will be reviewed for any potential race bias. The binary race norms created in the 1990s assume black patients start with worse cognitive function than whites and other non-blacks. That makes it harder for black retirees to show a deficit and qualify for compensation. The NFL had appealed some claims filed by black players if their scores were not adjusted for race. More than 2,000 NFL retirees have filed dementia claims, and fewer than 600 have received awards. More than half of all NFL retirees are black. I'm Mike Brascia.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.